countdown to Super Tuesday.
Presidential candidate Michael Bloomberg's first public stop after last night's debate was right here in downtown Salt Lake City. The former New York City mayor is looking to regain some momentum after last night's debate that saw him taking punches from all the other candidates.
So how was your night last night?
We begin our team coverage with KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly.
He focused on his accomplishments as New York mayor, elected just weeks after 9/11.
I hold myself accountable for results. Like I said, I am the un-Trump.
Bloomberg says he builds teams and ideas, and that's how he ran his company and New York City. He also suggested some of his opponents, like Bernie Sanders, are niche candidates and don't stand a chance of winning against a sitting president. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
A crowd of just over 600 people turned out to see Michael Bloomberg give his Salt Lake City speech. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik continues our team coverage.
Bloomberg held the rally at venue 669, located at 7 South and West Temple. It was a quick turnaround for the former mayor of New York City after he was largely under attack last night on the debate stage in Las Vegas. Supporters say many of those attacks were unfair, and they liked what he had to say today.
I thought he did a great job.
You know, I think the environment needs to be worked on, and the big thing is the debt.
It's the second time this week that a Democratic presidential candidate has rallied in Salt Lake after Pete Buttigieg spoke this Monday at a downtown venue. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.